Away from your radio? Listen to 1010XL on the 1010XL app, a free download for all smartphone users, or say, Alexa, open 1010XL.
Duval Ford, Jacksonville's first and only family-owned Ford dealership and proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, presents the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL. Here are your hosts, Bruce the Wizard Arms, Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly, Jeff Rainman Rayner, Magic Mike Murdoch, and David A-Bone Poland.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Happy Saturday to all of you, and thanks for listening. It's great to have you with us today. I'm Bruce the Wizard Arms. I can't get that out. Anyhow, yeah. We're glad to have you with us today. We're broadcasting live from the Platinum Studios in the 1010XL Sports Complex. I'm going too fast. Slow down. Yeah. Slow down.
You'll get there, Bruce.
We got an hour.
It was your red face, Dave. Motivated me to go fast. I got to get this show over before Dave dies. I'm joined in the Platinum Studios by Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, be on the safe side out there. Remember, it's Saturday the 13th.
Bob is Duval Ford's medium-duty truck specialist. Good to have you, Bob.
Thank you.
Also with us today, David A-Bone Poland.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here again.
David is not from the Jacksonville Model A Club. And Dave, you have a guest?
Yeah. I brought... Miss A-Bone Jr.
That's interesting, but okay.
That would be an A-Bonette.
A-Bonette. Yeah, there you go.
An A-Bonette. There we go. In the booth today, Matt the Mayor LeVay. We call him the mayor because he looks like a youthful composite of several of Jacksonville's recent mayors. You choose. Visit our website, DuvalFord.com. Please like us on Facebook, Facebook.com/DuvalFord. You have a question? Want to be a part of the show? Just want to hear yourself on the radio. Give us a call. The number is
641-1010.
Or you can text us on the 1010XL Duval Ford text line. That number is
641-1010.
And again, we are not double live. I promised you last week that sometime in the future we were changing our platform for Facebook delivery, and it didn't happen this week. Just too busy. I apologize for that. But we will be live on Facebook and YouTube next week. Promise. Again.
That's a double live promise, folks.
That's right. I said it on the air.
Hold on just a minute. We got something to do here.
We're moving up in
the
world.
I don't think you've been properly introduced.
Okay.
So go ahead and your name and who you want to say hello to, mom, anything.
Hi, I'm Kaylee. And who do I want to say hi to? I don't know.
I'm Dave's daughter.
I'm A-Bone's daughter, stepdaughter. Hi, Kate. You're not listening to this, but whatever.
I dropped this on her last minute, so she wasn't able to tell her friends to tune in.
30 minutes before he needed to leave the house, he's like, oh, by the way, do you want to come? I'm okay.
Well, anyhow.
Well, we're glad you're here.
She can listen to it later because it's all recorded.
Okay.
Very good. Downloadable on the 1010XL podcast website. By the way, Mayor, we have to do another spot. Did you get that email?
I did get that email. We will take care of that.
All right, sounds good. All right, the annual walk to defeat ALS was 2 weeks ago, but as I mention every week, ALS is not a weekend event. It's one of the most underfunded diseases in the world, and we need your help to defeat it. So please help if you can. Donate, volunteer, pledge for next year's walk, and here's how you do that. The ALS website is web.alsa.org/Jacksonville, and their Facebook page is facebook.com/ALS Florida. You can register for the walk at either address, and please make a donation or pledge if you can. Visit our website again at DuvalFord.com. Please like us on Facebook, facebook.com/DuvalFord. If you have a question, want to make a comment, give us a call. The number is, Kaylee?
6-4-1-10-10.
There we go. At the bottom of the hour, Magic Mike Murdoch will join us and get us up to speed on all the great deals and all the great things happening at Big Number One Duval Ford and at Big Number One Duval Chevrolet over in Starkville, home of Jon Stark.
Yeah,
from Game of Thrones.
Well,
not really.
Yeah.
All right, high school sports, Matt. What's going on in high school sports this week?
Yeah, Bruce, it was a busy week here in high school sports. We got baseball, softball, and track and field seasons winding down. which can only mean one thing. We've got postseason play right around the corner. In high school baseball, Trinity Christian played host to Episcopal last night. This was a low-scoring battle of the pitchers, but Trinity would get the victory 2-1 over Episcopal. Trinity improves to 11-5 with the win. Meanwhile, Middleburg and Columbia squared off in a district matchup last night. Middleburg jumped out to a 4-1 lead in the first inning, and they would not look back after that. Middleburg wins 8-4 over Columbia, and with the victory, Middleburg improves to 12-5 on the year. In high school softball, Bishop Kenny and Bowles faced off on Thursday in a battle of the private schools. This game would be all Bishop Kenny as they cruise to a 10-0 victory over the Bowles Bulldogs. Bishop Kenny improves to 3 games over .500 with a record of 11-8. Meanwhile, Bartram Trail and Mandarin also squared off on Thursday. Both of these teams have been red hot all season long, but in the end, Mandarin gets the victory 5-0 over Bartram. Mandarin is now 18-1 this season, and Bartram sits at 15-3 with just a few games remaining here in the regular season. Meanwhile, district meets in track and field are underway across the First Coast. We do have a couple winners so far in Class 4-2A. Bowles claims the overall team victories in both boys and girls track, so congrats to the Bulldogs as they'll have multiple athletes advancing to regional play. So a lot going on, guys, in high school sports across the area, and we'll continue to keep you posted on the latest results each and every week.
Thank you, Mayor. Awesome job, as usual.
That guy's the best.
He is the best. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Are you going to do the sideline reporting this year?
I sure hope so. And what's interesting about that is I usually do the Bowl sidelines, and they've already had a couple coaching changes, and another head coach as well from Clay already switched over to be an assistant there. So a lot of storylines for the Bowls Bulldogs this year.
Why don't you bring us that report next week? I saw the news on the new Bowls coach last night. So.
Yeah, it's huge news. So a lot going on over there. And even it's the off season for high school football, and there's still plenty to talk about. So that speaks to just how important that sport is here along the First Coast.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Football season is always right around the corner.
Yeah.
From the day it ends, it's always
from the day
right
it
around.
Ends, right.
18-1. That's an incredible incredible baseball record, though.
You don't see that often. Yeah, that was softball for Mandarin. So
softball.
Man, heck of a year for them. 18 and even Bartram, who they played, is 15-3. So a couple teams who are really, really good in our area.
Yeah.
Very good. Congrats to all. Keep up the good work. Hey, name day. We celebrate the names of the days, even though it's pretty dumb. It's our levity. I mean, in case we get serious and talk about serious stuff the whole rest of the show, this is our dumb part. So here we go.
Okay.
All right.
So we started off. Today is Baby Massage Day.
Yeah, make sure you know whose baby it is, though, really.
Yeah, before you start rubbing them.
Yeah, there you go. It's
It's also National Peach Cobbler Day.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds scrumptious.
This is one of those fun days.
Yeah. How about take your parents to the playground day? Come on, Bruce. Let's go to the playground.
Wait.
Do you want me to take you to the playground after
this? Yeah, Kaylee, you take him to the playground. I am not going to the playground. What else, guys?
We got Record Store Day.
Do they still have those around?
I was going to say.
You know, this
there's
a dearth of name days today. Last week, we had something like 20.
Oh, yeah.
It was the biggest ever. I think it was incredible. We had it.
It's also Scrabble Day, so that's fun.
Oh, yeah. You know, it would take the smart girl to figure that out.
To figure that one out, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Today is Slow Art Day.
Whatever that is.
I couldn't figure that one out myself. And, of course, Thomas Jefferson Day.
All right, they got a picture of Mount Rushmore. Name those other guys. Close your eyes. Name those other guys. Name them,
Close
Kaylee.
My eyes? Yeah. Well, I know.
What? You know I'm Kaylee.
Abraham Lincoln, that's about it. Well, no, I'm sorry. Washington and Bully.
Bully.
Jefferson.
Jefferson, Davis, Washington, Lincoln.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Is it Roosevelt?
Roosevelt. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Who is the youngest of that group? Real quick. Who's the youngest?
Lincoln. I don't know.
Roosevelt.
I'm not sure.
Teddy.
Oh.
Teddy was the youngest.
That was my next guess.
Now, here's an interesting thing.
Well, you would have had it. You only had four guesses, and then we'd have been
right. Yeah, you had a 25%
chance. That was my fourth guess.
Here's something interesting. On April the 13th, 1997, Tiger Woods becomes the youngest golfer to win the Masters tournament. And then 21-year-old Sportsman was also the first person of African heritage to win the major golf title.
That's cool. He's in it again, too.
Wow.
Yeah. This year. All right, we're going to take a little break. You're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll have Magic Mark Murdoch calling in from the big metropolis of Stark and big number one Duval Chevrolet. Give us a big report on what's going on. I think maybe we'll even get a Strawberry Festival report.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
And an interesting show.
The Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL 92.5 FM.
Welcome back, everybody. Bruce the Wizard Arms here, joined by Bob Big Wheel O'Reilly, David Abone Poland, and Kaylee A. Bonnet.
Sure.
There we go.
Sure.
Glad to have you with us today. We're gonna cut over to Magic Mike Murdoch, but first we had a caller that has a really, really interesting question that we've been trying to figure out the answer to during the break, and we got David on the phone. David, go ahead, sir.
I'm 72. I have a 97 Mustang Cobra, and I have the ultimate tag on it. It's a white, went on a bumper, it says Cobra, as you know. But my tag says C for Carol dash Shelby. Nobody else has it in the whole state of Florida.
That's a beautiful thing.
Good for you, sir.
And I guess if Porsche can make a four-door into a Porsche 911 into a four-door, the Panamera, I guess Ford's going to make a Mustang into a four-door, right?
All right, let me ask you this. Do you really consider a Panamera a Porsche?
Well, in theory, it looks to me like a stretched-out 911. You know what I mean?
In theory. Yeah. I like
but
that.
I got one more thing to ask you real quick. That's really important.
Right.
One more thing. And you can look this up for me if you have to, if you could do this. I've watched NASCAR. Okay. I don't believe Camaro has won a race this year yet. And Camry next year is going to run the Supra. I don't know if you guys know about that or not. But the Mustang is doing quite well. And I believe the Camaro is losing all these races because it's so damn ugly, the wind doesn't even like it.
We have to be careful now that we own a Chevy store also.
Yeah.
At Duval
and
Motor
not, and
Company,
not so much but that as it is. I love your levity. That's great. Hey, maybe the Camaro's the one that should come out with a four-door.
Hey, David, leave your name and number with the mayor, and I got something for you. Leave me your phone number. I'll give you a call and tell you how to hook up with your free gift from big number one Duval Ford.
Up right now, we're driving a new Mustang, but I love my little 97 Cobra. It just does so much for me at my age.
Well, I'll bet.
We appreciate you. We will take care of your next oil change for you. How's that sound?
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for the call. We enjoyed talking to you.
Even the awesome wind. I love it.
It makes perfect sense, though. Yeah, if Porsche can do it, why?
Yeah. Why can't anybody else? Well, and for that matter, like I mentioned a little while ago, Jeep does it too.
Well, Ford's doing it again. They bring him back the Bronco, which was a two-door.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a four-door. So two-door and four-door. Anyhow. Oh, well. Hey, Magico, are you there?
I am here.
There
you
he
are
is.
There. There you are. What's going on?
Well, today the line I will leave with you is I drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And we're here in the metropolis of Stark with apple pie.
Would you drive your four-door Chevy Camaro to the levee?
Well, interesting point. I couldn't hear the other end of that, but Ford and Chevy are actually focused on that. Yes, you got the Panamera. Ford, if you notice, one of the first ones to bring a high-performance SUV to market with the Edge ST. So that's all new this year, and Chevy bringing back the Blazer, so you know they're going to have a high-performance Blazer, probably SS package. So to answer your question, I'm probably not a four-door Camaro, but you do see the crossover, you know, focus on performance, going to a high-performance SUV in the Edge ST and the new Chevy Blazer that is this year's vehicle also. We'll be getting a few here shortly. But
hey,
good
points. Do you, before you get started with your on-deck report, do you have anything to tell us about the Strawberry Festival? Did you go?
No, I did not. The traffic, there was pandemonium in Stark. You only have Highway 301 coming through, and traffic was backed up for hours. The good news is Duval Chevrolet was present because we were there with a couple of the all-new Silverados, the Trail Boss, but I couldn't get there. Eric, my co-partner and co-manager here, Eric the Porter, did make it in. I was with my grandson at the Clay County Fair just down the road. So I was supporting things in Bradford and Clay, but I did not make the Great Strawberry Festival. But we were there. We were there with new Chevrolet. So it's a great event, though. We do participate in the Bradford County Fair, and Strawberry Festival was a great event last week. And I will segue in right there. Big thing I wanted to get out, the exciting part, now that we have a new Chevrolet dealership in Stark with Duval Chevrolet, and if any folks seen any ads out there, Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D.'s Power Dependability Award for cars, trucks, and SUVs for 4 years in a row. You've kind of seen that focus on some of the ad campaigns, but pretty impressive. Awards and dependability on car, trucks, and SUVs. And it's a big year for Chevrolet because we have the all-new Silverado. So from the ground up, brand-new truck. Come by and check out the new Trail Boss package, the new RST package. Basically, sporty package where you've got painted grills that match the rest of the vehicle. Most folks now like a comparison between having chrome grills and chrome bumpers versus a sporty vehicle where you got the bumpers, grills, everything painted to match, bigger tires. We've kind of been the pioneers of custom vehicles with our Duval Ford Heavy Metal Edition.
Yeah, now, I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Yeah, the Heavy Metal Edition trucks we've got. I just put on our Facebook page, so please check out DuvalChevy.com or go to Duval Chevrolet Facebook page. But our focus here in Stark 2 is to be a premier special custom edition truck center, whether for commercial or retail trucks. So go on there right now. It doesn't matter if you're looking at the all-new Chevrolet Silverado. I've got some nice Ram packages. We just sold, shout out to Mark, one of our good customers, bought a Titan XD Midnight Special Edition package. But right now, you can visit our website. It doesn't matter if you're looking for Toyotas, Chevys, Fords. Got a lot of nice trucks with leveling kits, lift packages. And if we don't have a package you like, you know, we can customize it here. The new Chevy Colorado, which you can get in, four-cylinder, a V6, which you can't get in most of your other mid-sized trucks. I've got a customer right now decking out a nice Colorado with black wheels, blacked out Chevy emblems, a nice roll bar in the back. So you can go to GM Accessories or Chevy Accessories. We'll customize it here, save you some money, and you pick up the extra warranties on those accessories. And I would be amiss if I didn't also say, with Big Wheel and with Mr. Mike Dungy, our Chevy specialist on the commercial side, Chevy has a special right now on accessories. So get Chevy accessories on your vehicle, you basically get double your money. So if you're looking at doing a spray and liner or a package on your truck, you know, $500 becomes $1,000. Anything that you get is doubled in accessories and additions to your truck. If it is a factory OEM or GM accessory you're putting on your truck. Right now you've got 0% up to 72 months on the Silverados. So I've got a few 18s on clearance. But the other nice thing, Chevy's one of the few trucks out there, you can get 0% for 72 months on the new 2019 model. So all new truck with the V8, and you have a new 8-speed transmission. You still have your workhorse, the 5.3 liter V8, and the 6.2 liter V8, which is crazy. You can now get in the Silverado in the half-ton pickup, or in your you know, your Super Duty, heavy-duty pickup, and the new Camaro. The new Camaro SS package. I actually drove a nice black-on-black package we got in yesterday. 6.2 liter, you know, slammed into a Camaro, producing 455 horsepower. So come check it out. 20-inch wheels, nice packages going on there. Another thing I wanted to say to everybody, check us out. Besides going to DuvalChevy.com, we just got hooked up because I always believe in the virtual showroom, it's always sunny. So visit our website. But now, if you're out there shopping on CarGuru, so a quick shout out to our digital business partners. And now we've got all our vehicles on display, lowest prices in the land at CarGuru's True Car Auto Trader. You can check out all our specials there. Take advantage. Shop, click, and buy. And we do deliver. So with Duval Chevrolet, I always like to say we're as close as your driveway. And in Stark, we're open after dark. Not too many businesses are open after dark, but we are. Now that we got lights on the light poles.
I was going to say, you just needed light.
We got light. We do have light.
Hey, something else. You know, if you're not a Gator fan and traveled with games, you don't realize how easy it is to get to Stark. And I know that you're traveling in several different directions to get there. So tell everybody how easy it is to get there.
Super easy. Official address is 1901 North Temple Avenue, which is also Highway 301. So your main highway. Most of the folks traveling to Gainesville to Jacksonville. Surrounding areas, Hawthorne, Melrose, Lottie, you know, Waldo, everybody flows through Highway 301, and we are the only new car dealership in the heart of Stark. So if you know where the fairgrounds are or just down the street from the courthouse or the jail, not that I've been there, we're right next door to the Bradford County Health Department for anybody looking for free health checkups. But, yes, right in the heart of Stark. You can't miss us. You'll see the Duval Chevy banners, and with our focus on the heavy metal edition trucks, you'll see the custom trucks sitting out front. Had a ton of folks just driving by pull in and say, wow, look at those trucks. Let me check them out. And we've got a great selection of pre-owned. I would say, just to give everybody a shout out there, when we came into town, and we've had a great reception here locally, so thank you to everybody in Stark and the local community, there were only 40 vehicles on the ground from the previous owner. We're now close to 140 vehicles, so we've got about 30 to 35 pre-owned vehicles, close to 100 new vehicles. So great selection. If we don't have it, we can have it here in 24 to 48 hours. So good point. Just come on Highway 301. You can't miss us. Depending on where you're at, you're probably 30 to 40 minutes away. And another big thing, like we brought up, we do deliver. So if you want to purchase the vehicle, there's no extra charge, and we'll deliver it to you. Jacksonville, Orange Park, Middleburg. Doesn't matter where you are. Last few months ago, I did a delivery in Delaware.
There you go.
So, if you're going to Idaho, she held her Maryland, went to Delaware, she wore her New Jersey. It doesn't matter. We deliver nationwide.
There you go.
You're on a roll, sir. Hey, is the I heard about a marketing effort. Are the boiled peanuts on Gator home days, game day, home games, are the boiled peanuts still on the table?
Are the boiled peanuts still on the table?
Yeah, free boiled peanuts. I heard
at home games.
Yeah, you didn't. Did you? You didn't hear that. Oh well, it's out there now.
It's out there now. Free boiled peanuts, and this is a boiled peanut capital. So come get your boiled peanuts and fresh produce.
Yep.
Besides strawberries, you got great. Doesn't matter what you need. All your needs.
Hey, what is the next big event at the fairgrounds? Do you? Is it posted out there where you can see? I know you guys are right across the street.
I don't have it in front of me. We're doing a shout out to the Tornadoes, Bradford High School. They've got a big parade coming up next month, and we hopefully will have a few vehicles in that deal. And I will see what we got coming up. Bradford County Fairgrounds. Events, let's see.
All right, we can.
That's County Fair. That's about it. But you probably got to move up.
We're going to touch base with you on that one next week. We're going to move on to break. You've got like maybe 5 minutes to get your butt from Stark all the way on to Cassett Avenue, so you can do the Duval Ford report.
Gotcha.
After the break,
find new roads. I'm jumping in the Camaro SS, so I will talk to you. I'm covering 30 miles in 5 minutes.
All right, we're going to give you a little extra time on Ford today, so we're going to go to break early. Hurry up and get there. We'll be here when you get there.
Sounds good, Rosardo. Ciao for now. I'll see you in a few.
All right, bring your bass voice.
Got it.
All right, everybody, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. When we come back, you'll get to hear some melodious tones as we once again hear from Magic Mike Murdoch, this time from Big Number 1 Duval Ford on Cassett Avenue. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Wow, that was the fastest break in the history of breaks.
Well, you know,
it seems that when you're listening
around
to the station, it seems like the commercial breaks are a little long. I guarantee you when you're sitting here, they go
They're
by really, really fast.
Fast braking is a good thing.
Welcome back to the Heavy Metal Hour. Wizard here along with Big Wheel. A-Bone and A-Bonnet. A-Bonnet. A-Bonnet, yes.
Sounds like you're cussing.
I know.
It did sound good.
Whatever. Well, anyhow, welcome back. We're glad to have you with us today. Beautiful day outside. It's the bottom of the hour on 1010XL on Saturday at 11:30, and that can only mean one thing.
The music.
You with us, Magico?
I'm here, baby.
Good driving, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 it's magic.
You know.
Never believe it's not so. It's magic. You know. Never believe it's not so.
Hey, you know what? I got a little story for you before you start your report on big number one, Duval Ford. One of Burt Reynolds' favorite cars is up for auction.
Wow.
It's the Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am.
Trans Am, yeah. Amazing.
They're expecting it to go for $500,000.
That was never a big
That would be a great, yeah. A great between dealership cars for you, Magico. What do you think?
Yes.
I think
we're gonna
bid on it.
Let's bid on it. Plus, they do offer, because that's a good segue, they offer a nice Trans Am package for the Camaro. So you can buy a new Chevy Camaro and put that Trans Am package, black and gold, on the Camaro.
They got two pairs of leather cowboy boots of Burt's also, one red, one yellow. If we bid on those, which one do you want? Hey, you know, I learned something in this article, though, that I did not. I knew that Burt played football at Florida State, my alma mater. I didn't know why he quit playing football at Florida State. But he was injured in a car crash. I didn't know that. That ended his professional hopes. I know that he was in the theater department, where they have a picture of him in the theater department back when he was there. Of course, there's also a picture of Faye Dunaway, and she didn't even go there, so I don't know. But that was long before Photoshop. So anyhow, which ones did you want, the yellow or the red? Did you make a decision?
No. Are you talking to me?
Right. I think the yellow ones would be good on him.
All right, what's going on in big number one Duval Ford, Mikey?
Well, since you brought that up, it's pretty cool. They did make a one-off Trans Am to take on the Demon and the Hellcat, but you got a 1,100 horsepower Firebird drag car. So check that out. But going on at Ford, it is the spring sales event. I'm glad I made it over here in time. Built Ford proud. And you've got still 0% going on. We're about halfway through the month, so get in this month. It does end on April 30th, but on most of your car and SUV lines, you've got 0% plus up to $3,250 in rebates. So you're looking at a monthly payment on a brand new car in the $170 to $180 range, 0% on Fusion, Focus, and Fiesta. You also have 0% in 60 months on the Expedition, new Ford Explorer, the Ford Escape, and the Ford Edge. And like I said earlier, if you have not seen the new Edge ST, check it out. Go and drive it. That was Ford's focus on high performance this year. Very impressive car. You need to get out and check it out. And on F-Series, 0% for 72 months. And Ford also has brought out 0% for 72 months on the new 2019 models. So check out the new F-150s. If you haven't seen the new Power Stroke diesel in the F-150, check that bad boy out. But what I like with Ford is the selection. So you got two different turbo engines you can go with, trailer tow packages, you got the diesel, and you got the 5-liter gas, up to $12,000 in savings. And you can't forget the new Ford Ranger. It's on the ground. We've got a great selection of Ford Rangers. Get by and check it out. The new 2.3-liter turbo, 26 miles per gallon average. And get with Tony in our Duval Motorsports arena and accessories. We can do any custom package. We've had a couple nice custom Rangers that we've done, you know, with leveling kits, tires, rims. Very nice. We had a black Lariat on display in the showroom, but
whatever floats your boat. We can make them, put it together, and save you money. Right now, also, over 160 pre-owned vehicles on the ground, 162 to be exact. And with tax season finishing up, make sure you get your taxes filed a few more days. But we gear up to have special cash cars on hand. So whether you're looking for $4,000 or $5,000 cash vehicle, low monthly payments, check it out. There, we got a lot of specials right now for prices from $9,900 to $14,999. And we've got a great selection of Ford-certified pre-owned vehicles. Take advantage of the free 100,000-mile warranty that's included. You actually get two great warranties with the Ford-certified program, an extra 12-month, 12,000 on your limited bumper-to-bumper warranty, and then a 100,000-mile warranty on powertrain, engine and transmission, and your four-wheel drive system. So spring sales event, a lot going on in the heart of Cassett Avenue. Come by and see us. Also, check out DuvalFord.net. Shop, click, and buy. Steel, the keystone, the cornerstone, the major anchor and hub of the Duval Motor Company Foundation. What I got. And to update you, Rosardo, because I do need to stay in touch with what's happening. And doesn't matter, you're driving a Ford or Chevy, the next big event, Bradford County Fair Grounds, Fairgrounds, the Cliffhanger Stark Gun Show. So since I'm already in awesome shape, about 17 to 20-inch biceps, come check out the gun show. Magic Mike will be there. Pose down, or if you want to look at a real weapon of choice, come there.
Hey,
either
listen.
Way, we got the
guns.
I
appreciate the gun segue, because I'm taking you back to Burt Reynolds. He began his Hollywood career in 1958. One of his early roles was on the legendary TV Western. You know what it was?
Gunsmoke.
There you go. Gunsmoke.
Gunsmoke.
Now, but that's not the trivia question.
Okay.
He joined the cast in 1962, and he played a mixed-race blacksmith named what? What was his character's name? He did 50 episodes between 1962 and 1965. What was his character's name?
Festus.
No.
Wasn't Festus.
All right, you Googlers out there, you got 30 seconds and a free oil change if you can get it in 30 seconds.
I'm going to say, I know that.
Put the
I know
timer
the
on that, Matt. 30 seconds. If the call doesn't come in 30 seconds, no, they only got 20 seconds left. Google clock's running down. 15 seconds.
Rhymes with Casper.
Yeah, you're sitting right in front of a computer. No more hints.
All right.
As a matter of fact, if you put the first initial and the last name and take the rest of the first name out, you're almost there. All right, time's up. All right. That would if it weren't for Google, we could have some real fun with trivia. As a matter of fact, when we did our automobile trivia stuff, we had some stuff that was so vague, we actually were able to have some contests and took a while for people to even find the answer from their dad, Mr. Google.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. His character's name was Quint Asper. Quint Asper. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Hey, Mike, thank you so much for your reports. We appreciate you. Got to let everybody know that you are now permanently located at Big Number One Duval Chevrolet on 301 in Stark. And go see you. It's
thank
easy
you. We'll be
to
here.
Get there.
Yes, we'll be here till 7. And a quick shout out. Come see Bill the Thrill. We do have, not Burt Reynolds, but I do have John Wayne. John the Wayne, one of our top sales associates. Crystal and Jacob joined the team this week. So four great certified Chevy sales associates. And come see Eric the Porter and myself. But thank you, gentlemen. God bless you. God bless the USA. And happy spring. Spring is sprung in Stark. Say that three times. Ciao. Bye-bye. Go Gators. See ya.
Go Gator.
There we go.
That guy is so incredibly animated. It's,
yeah,
if you
I
have,
love him.
You know what? It's worth the drive to Stark just to meet Magic Mike Murdoch.
Oh, yeah.
This guy is Mr. Product Knowledge, but he is just as animated when he's giving you a walk around of a vehicle as he is on the radio.
Or just talking to you.
He's just what
lunchroom doesn't matter. He's a man.
I remember awesome when character. We went and did the car show. He knew, like he was going over every little detail of every car and everything there. I was really surprised that he's got such a vast amount of knowledge about all the new vehicles that are out and the accessories.
Yeah,
he goes to all of them as well.
I like the way he talked about this the city too. You know, in this city, Jacksonville, 1964, the first American tour of the Beatles, they refused to play in Jacksonville until the audience was desegregated. So, Jacksonville news, not just Stark.
Right.
I mean, you know, interesting stuff. So, thought I'd throw that out there.
That's an interesting idea, actually, Bob. Jacksonville news.
Yeah. Oh. I like it. Wow. You know, like, hey, I mean, why not Jacksonville?
Well, what have you got?
This is a city where the blues was first officially performed, and the word was used, the blues, was performed in La Villa, April 16th, 1910. Nice. Home of the blues, damn. Jacksonville. This is it.
You know, a lot of people don't realize the musical history that Jacksonville has here with a lot of different artists. I mean, you know, you have the obvious ones of, you know, the Van Zants and
Skinner.
Skinner, 38 Special.
Yep.
There's even got some country music ties, rap artist ties. I mean, there's a lot of ties to Jacksonville.
Doyle Dykes, world-famous guitarist.
Yeah.
It's from Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And let alone Jacksonville Symphony, which I just, you know, truly love. So I go to the symphony when I can. I enjoy that.
Well, Bob?
Well, Wizard?
What do you have today? Do you have anything special? I mean, you've usually got some China syndrome stuff over there on your computer. And
no, today it's a little bit different. As you folks can tell today, I'm sounding a little bit funny. I'm actually wearing my Invisalign braces, day two. And as far as that goes, it's kind of tedious. But, hey, we'll get through it.
Tedious? Underdefunded. Hey, listen, let me let you know, everybody. We're going to do our annual distracted driving show next week. Caddy Mike from the golf show is going to join us. And, boy, you talk about somebody that's passionate about distracted driving. This guy's all over it. And it's an important show. We hope you listen. We hope we can have some other special guests to join us, too. And we will definitely have some sound bites for you to listen to, some testimonials so that you can see just how important it is not to take your eyes off the road and look at your phone. I don't care if you're parked at you can't even talk on your phone and drive the speed limit. You ever notice somebody lagging in the left-hand lane? And 9 times out of 10, if they're not going the speed limit in the left-hand lane, they're on their phone. Whether they're you can't do but one thing when you're driving a car, and that's drive the car. And I'm so proud of some of our guys, like Jeff Rayner, for example.
Yeah.
You call him and he's in his car. Richard Tackett, too tall. You call him when he's in his car, you're going to get the message, I'm driving, I'll call you when I stop.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, it's an important show. We hope you tune in. As you kind of know, we've been all over this autonomous driving thing for the whole time we've been doing this show for over 4 years. Well, here's some sobering news in that world. Ford CEO Jim Hackett says the company overestimated autonomous vehicles. Of course, the realization comes after $4 billion of investment.
Yeah.
They spent a lot of money in it. But Ford CEO Jim Hackett has scaled back the company's hopes for self-driving cars this week, admitting that the first vehicles will certainly have limits. We have overestimated the arrival of autonomous vehicles, he says. Now, he once headed the company's autonomous vehicle division also. $4 billion is a lot of money to spend to realize that you're maybe not, the timing isn't right. And I think we've kind of discovered that. We had the air traffic controller on here, Dave's friend.
Aaron Matthews.
Aaron, and we talked about it. There's just so many complications. But it's not like all that money is going to go to waste. Even though it's over $4 billion, that money is being spent out through 2023, including $1 billion in Argo, the company called Argo Artificial Intelligence that's creating the virtual driving system for Ford. They're still testing these things out. One thing that's interesting, too, is Uber has now predicted earlier this week that its own fleet of autonomous cars will have a long wait until they finally hit the road. Waymo launched its self-driving taxi service and has kind of put that on hold. They just had a big autonomous driving demonstration in Detroit. And a congresswoman who was married to the longest standing congressman in the history of the U.S. Congress, Dingell, I think the name is urged everybody to go because it is coming it will eventually be a reality. But in fact, Hackett says, when we bring this thing to market, it's going to be really, really powerful. If you look at some of the technology that has come to market in recent years, once it gets here, it takes over in 6 months. We were talking about the iPad and flight. I'm losing the word. Flight plans.
Oh, flight.
Remember
plans.
That? You're right. So anyhow, we're going to take a little break here. Listen to the Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. We'll be back to close out another fantastic week when we come back. Stay tuned.
The Duval Ford Heavy Metal Hour on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Wizard here, Heavy Metal Hour, wrapping up another show. I want to thank David Abo in Poland for being here. He hadn't been here in a while. He's been off making lots of money, because that's what Dave does. He makes lots and lots and lots of money.
I work less, make more.
That's what he says.
Yep, that's why he's retired.
We try to follow him around, and he doesn't let us. He doesn't let us in on his secrets. And we want to thank you for bringing your daughter, Kaylee, today.
Thanks for being here. For coming.
You're welcome.
There you go. See all those people over there standing up?
They're all clapping for you.
That's right.
Thank you, Jacksonville. Good night.
There you go. We can do that on the radio. I am a handsome man. you can do that on the radio. We're not broadcasting on Facebook.
I love it.
I am not a handsome man.
The face for radio.
All right, so hey, listen, I want to invite everybody to come back next week. Next week is our most important show of the whole year. Not that it's, the one we did 2 weeks ago at ALS and the one before that ALS was certainly really, really important. But we're going to talk about some new stuff this year on distracted driving that you've never heard before. We're going to introduce you to some people that you've never heard before. And, of course, we're going to have the overly zealous Caddy Mike with us. If you don't, this guy will make a believer of you.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. But it's really, really, really important stuff. And I want you to know, you're going to hear stuff here that you're not really aware of. We're going to talk about stuff that you haven't heard from anywhere else. And the statistics are very, very misleading. You can read one report that says 3,500 people died as a result of distracted driving. The figure is probably 5 times, maybe even 10 times that. I mean, the distracted driving is the biggest reason for accidents today, but there's no way, unless there happens to be a camera on the road, to prove what caused an accident, or a dash cam or whatever.
Right.
They could actually see inside the car.
Rumor.
Those things will never be required in this country, hopefully.
Rumor has it that's why the Toyota went into the Metro restaurant.
Really?
Yes.
You know, that was a... That's so scary. That would have was even scary. Remember when they were working on the road and they made that parking lane right in front of Metro?
Right.
Every time I would drive by there, I'm like driving at 45 miles an hour, speed limit, past the Metro Diner, and I am literally 8 feet away from the corner of the building or less. And it's like, why are those people sitting there? My office used to be right across the street from Metro. I wouldn't sit in that corner booth even back then. So anyhow, it was a good thing it happened. Was it late at night or?
Yeah, it was.
Early morning. So anyhow, make sure you tune in next week. Bob, thanks for being here today.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you. You certainly bring a lot to the show, and I love your friendship, and we've had a good time together on this show.
Absolutely.
We've been doing it for over 3 years now.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, let me tell you a little story. I think I've already told this story before, but we used to, when we get really, really busy in the car business, and you know, car business works. Our company works 6 days a week. Most car companies work 7 days a week. But we get too busy and we just dial in a rerun of the show. And Bob and I decided we weren't going to do that anymore 4 years ago. And we did one by ourselves and we've never done another one.
Yeah.
We've never had another rerun since then. So anyhow, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. Drive safe. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you next week. Same time, same station. Love you.
Take care.
Bye.